Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, tonight I'm going to be talking about talking. Pastor Mark taught about talking to the mountain, your problems, not about your problems, but talking to. Amen. So I guess the title of this message would be Speaking to the Valley of Dry Bones. You got anything in your life that's dry? That's kind of dead, not moving? But you know you can speak life into it? You have to remember, and we all know this, but it's worth repeating because I enjoy saying it myself. We are a speaking spirit. We are born again of Him. We have His DNA in us. And we are to act just like Father. Paul said to be imitators of Him. So therefore, yeah, I enjoy speaking His Word. I enjoy acting just like God. Well, Pastor Chuck, you're just trying to be arrogant. I'm being a son. Oh, thank you. He just patted me on the head. I'm a good son. Now, the big gives Him pleasure because he wants His children to act like Him.
Right.
And listen, I am totally convinced, we have an inheritance. An inheritance. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not like an inheritance. Listen, you don't have to work for an inheritance. Now, here's the holdup. You say, well, what is the holdup? Or here's the holdup. The majority of the body of Christ is not mature enough to handle the inheritance. Just like I wasn't mature enough to handle a rifle when I was 12 years old. My father would not allow it. The same thing with our Heavenly Father. He's not going to give you an inheritance if you're not able to handle it. And one of the main ways that you show that you're mature, James talked about this, the main way that shows your maturity is what you're talking,
amen,
is your speech.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
That's in a nutshell.
Amen.
So you can kind of gauge yourself just by what you've been talking, what you've been talking about. I said something the other day, and I said it not loud, and I said it to myself. I was working on something. I can't believe I said this, because I've been really watching, really, but it slipped. I was working on something, and I was getting frustrated, and I said this, well, that burns me up. I'm thinking, I am sure glad in my faith I'm not super mature developed in my faith, or I wouldn't be here tonight. I'd be vaporized, burnt up. Because if everything came true that I spoke, no one, that's for all of us, no one would be here. But we can grow. We can develop. It is a process. Anyway, hallelujah. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will be headed towards Ezekiel 37 here. But first, let's kind of lay a foundation. Like it or not, I've heard this, and I know Pastor Mark and Pastor Jerry, we've all heard it. It's just how it is. I've heard it from Kenneth Hagin. Your faith is not going to exceed your level of talk. It just won't do it. You cap it just by speech. Is that something? That's the reason why the Bible says death and life's in the power of the tongue. Because you cap it. You limit God just by, and we could talk and talk and talk. There's all kinds of examples in the Bible. I'm just saying it. You limit God so much, and I do too, by what we're saying. We limit Him from doing. We limit Him from being a father that he wants to be. He wants to shower us with the inheritance. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let's read this. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now that word two-edged sword can be read two-mouth sword. In other words, we discussed this before, but God speaks his word and it puts the edge on the sword, right? Well, the other edge is waiting. I said it's waiting for you to speak his word. That, in other words, when God gives you a word, or you're in a situation or an issue, a problem arises, and God gives you a word, okay, a word, the Holy Spirit quickens the word to you. That is a rhema word. It's not just any word. It's not the Logos word. It is a rhema word. It's for the now. When that word is quickened to you, that's when you need to speak it out. Because now you're putting the edge. It's going to do some, it will, in other words, it will do the job. And this is exactly what happened in Ezekiel 37. When God told Ezekiel to prophesy, not prophesy just anything. In other words, you say what I say. I'm going to give you the word to say. One edge. And now you're going to say what I say, which is now going to be a double edge. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, for the words I speak. Now just hold it right there. What words did Jesus speak? He only spoke what he heard the Father say. So in other words, what Jesus spoke, he heard the Father say it, which put an edge on it. Then when Jesus released it, now it's a double-edged, and Jesus said, my words that I speak, that he already heard the Father speak, the words that I speak are spirit and life. Amen. Honey, that will change any circumstance. It will move any mountain. It will. Now, I'm not saying it'll move overnight. We know that. It's a process. But while I'm saying, you can start the process. Well, you know, is it that easy? It's not hard. If we just yield ourselves to him. And listen, you know, the more word you have, the better off you are, because listen, the Holy Spirit has more to work with. He could bring up to remembrance the word. And he can give you a word just like that. And it's a word you need in season. Remember when Jesus said, it is written, he's in the wilderness. He was in a fight. It is written. It is written. It is written. Those, when Jesus countered the devil, those weren't just scriptures pulled out of the devotion box. Jesus didn't say, well, just hang on, I'm gonna go to my devotion box and pull a scripture out and I'll see what I can. No, those were quickened by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what the devil did, he had to back off. Mm-hmm. But Turn with, okay, let's look at this again. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. Amen. You know, and, you know, Pastor Mark said something Sunday, and I totally agree. For the most part, I'm not talking about here, but for the most part, the body of Christ, they're not excited about what the subject of, like, death and life's in the power of the tongue. They're not as excited about it because they've heard it so much over the years, back in the 60s, and especially when Hagin started teaching. I mean, it was, people were excited about it. And now it's just like, we've heard that. Pastor, you got some more revelations for us. I mean, we you know, we got to move on here. But they missed the whole boat. That's the main theme. If you don't get the speech down, if you don't get this down, I'm excited about it. When Pastor Mark talked about, you know, I enjoy it. Because I know it works. And when you know something works, you just keep working it. You just keep going back to the same thing. It works. Why try and invent something else? God knows what He's doing. He wants us to speak. He wants us to listen. The Bible says Jesus is, well, He is the apostle and high priest of your confession, saying the same thing He said. Or it means a confession. Confession there means to agree, or it means the same, to say the same thing. Why is that so important? Because it puts the two-edged, now you got a two-edged sword. You're saying the same thing He is. It's double-edged. I'm telling you, you can breathe life into anything. And we're going to get more into this. Turn with me, Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, just look at verse 1 and 2. It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, God is starting a process here. You notice, as God is speaking, it's not over in just in one segment. As you see, it's God said, the process went on. And God said, well, He's surely done by now. No, and God said, other words, we don't stop speaking. What the problem you're looking at, or what you're framing. See, He's framing. Remember in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, I believe, it says, by faith, that's what we're seeing here, by faith. And this is how we're going to operate, by faith. Well, how are we going to do it? With words. The Bible says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were created, or were framed by the Word of God. They were framed, set in order, arranged. That's exactly how we are to act. So here's what I'm trying to say. He's framing. He's talking. Now look at verse 31. Verse 31, chapter 1, it says, "Then God said and God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good." Now I'm going to read out of the, I think it's the NLT. And it says this, "Then God looked over all He had made and saw that it was excellent in every way." Other words, you don't stop speaking until it is excellent in every way. You do not stop halfway. It's not excellent yet. We continue to speak and listen. I'm a first, Mark 11, 24. I pray one time. Now I'll explain. I'm going to explain something to you. When you pray, believe that you receive. That is totally spiritual. That is a faith transaction. It has to be. You don't add anything else to that. That is total faith. That is a faith transaction. You got the word that, and you're going to the Father. You're making a request. It's in faith. It's a faith transaction. It's all spiritual. You have no evidence whatsoever. But yet you say it's done. Right? That's what we do. That's what you're supposed to say. I believe that I received. Okay? Then the second part is, and you will have. In other words, it will come into manifestation. But when I get up from praying, I say, yeah, it's done. I made the faith transaction. Okay? Then I move on about my business, giving the Father the praise and the thanks. Amen. Right? But I still speak the word. I'm not praying again. I already did that. That's my reference point. That never changes. It was done back then. A lot of times I'll even date it. I'll put a date on it. That's done. But I'll get up with thanksgiving and praise, but I'll continue to quote the word.
Amen.
Continuously. Why? Because I'm considering my great high priest. See, a lot of times we'll make a prayer request, but the problem's still there. Right? And that problem's talking to you. Your wallet could be talking to you. You're broke. But wait a minute, I just prayed over here. Spiritually, it's done. But it hasn't came to material. It hasn't came into manifestation yet. So you got to consider your great high priest. You got to consider the word. Or else your mind will drift on the problem. So when I get up, I'm constantly saying, what's this say, healing for my body? I'm constantly quoting scriptures on healing. Because if I don't, my body will tell me, it'll give me testimony. It'll talk to me. Remember what Abraham said? Abraham, the Bible says, Abraham considered not his body. In other words, his body was telling him, you're old. It's over. Your time has passed you by. But Abraham considered the promise. Right? He wavered not at the promise. His eyes was on the promise. That's exactly what we have to do, saints. When you make your request, you got to keep your eye on the promise. You got to consider Jesus, not considering the problem. Because especially if your body, that's the hard one, because your body can be hurting. And it's very hard to consider the word when the problem that's in you or on you is screaming out loud. So you're going to have to keep your mind, your focus on the word. I was fighting off something, I don't know what it was, two nights ago. It's an irritation. But whatever it was, I'm not going to accept it. After a while, it's like sin. You just resist it. I don't want it. So you resist it. Well, what'd you do, Pastor Chuck? I quoted scripture. Well, you're just so spiritual. No, I'm just being smart. Because I've been down the other road enough. But anyway, where are we at? So anyway, we don't quit until it's excellent in every way. In other words, until we're done framing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now turn with me to Ezekiel. It's a process, isn't it? It's a process. We don't stop until it's complete. Now turn with me to Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah. We'll start with verse 1. Are you there? It says, and the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, they were many of them in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Very dry. Not just dry, they're very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now that has to look foolish to talk to a bunch of dry bones. But he said to tell the bones to hear. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now listen, if those dry bones can hear the word of the Lord, then saints, whatever you're going through, I don't care how dry it is, I don't care how bad it looks, you need to speak life. Speak the word of the Lord to those areas in your life that are not lining up, that are not, listen, if we just let things go, they'll go. That's where we have to use our authority. That's where we have to speak and frame, arrange how we want it. What can that be? Yes, because we've been given authority. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. It's not like we're trying to get the authority. We have the authority through Him. We are king. We are to reign as kings in life. Amen. Through the One, through Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. But we are also kings and priests under Him. So we are to line things up. If things are dry, listen, don't change it. Tell your body to hear the word of the Lord. Speak life. Amen. A lot of times we're speaking just the opposite. A lot of times we spend too much time talking about the problem. He's got a problem here. And look, if you think about it, in the natural, he's going to talk to dry bones. That doesn't even make any sense. Well, forget about sense. It doesn't make any sense marching around Jericho. Okay, that doesn't make any sense marching around Jericho. What's that going to do? Walking around this building and then on the seventh day walk seven times and then shout. Oh, come on. If God said it, that's the answer to the breakthrough. Well, I just believe in operating common sense. Well, go ahead. I'll do what God says. I'll watch my walls fall down. Listen, obviously there is common sense, but when it comes to faith isn't measured by common sense. Because common sense would vary from person to person anyway. Right. It's all about opinions. God has His opinion. He's got His report. If God says it, do it. He's telling Ezekiel to talk. He sent, nothing's going to happen until he talks. Wait a minute, now God's spoken, but yet nothing's going to happen until He releases it. How many of us, God's spoken and He's waiting for us to release it? I think I'm the choir's here. So I'm just saying, over the years I can go back in time and say, well, you know, I should have did this, spoke that. Instead, I spoke the problem, and I harped on the problem, and nothing changed. After a while, you learn. That's the reason why I'm so excited. You know, after so many years, you do catch on. And finally caught on. And that's why I get excited when, you know, we talk about death, life, and power of tongue, because it works. It just works. Listen, if Jesus spoke to the fig tree, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, it heard every single word He said. Jesus spoke to the storms. It heard every word He said. Words. Saints, listen. This earth is a word planet. It was created by words. So therefore, if it's created by words, then it's going to respond by words. It's going to be subject to the parent word. What you see is temporary. That's what's so neat. If something is out of whack, you have the authority and the power to get things back in line. You could say, hear the word of the Lord. Now, is that going to be instant? Again, I'm saying again, it doesn't. I wish it were instant. It is a process. I love it when it's instant. I told you this once before. I'm going to tell it again. I hit my chin, my leg on a trailer, and it puffed up. Remember I was telling you that? I mean, big. I mean, I could feel it on my pant leg, and I put my hand on it, and I was alarmed. So I spoke the name of Jesus over it, and it went down like the balloon was released, like the air of a balloon was released. It just went. I wish I could. It'd be neat if I said, "Well, yes, I was expecting that." I really wasn't. But I was expecting a recovery. Amen. God, that's grace. That's His grace, okay? Of course, it's all grace, but I believed in a recovery. I wasn't doing a Pentecostal maneuver just to do it. I believed in a recovery. It would go down. But it was just one of those instant things. That is so neat. But I also know most of the time it's a process. Now, Ezekiel's going through a process. It's going to take more than one prophecy, more than one time of saying what God said to do. It's going to be a process. And it starts in verse 4. He says, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. It says, thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, tendons on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Now listen. Remember that He's in the Spirit. what's happening, what he's described, is in the spirit. So when you pray, things are happening in the spirit realm. You're not going to be able to hear and see all this noise. Are you with me? It's a walk of faith. It's a process. All this stuff is going on because, listen, if he doesn't speak it, nothing's happening. So he's got the process going. Let's read on, verse 8. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them. Listen, whatever you're speaking to, whatever the process you're in, you don't want to stop because you don't know what phase you're in. You could be at the sinew, the tendon phase, or the flesh, or the skin phase. You don't know where you're at.
Right.
You could be that close.
Right.
But in the spirit, well, you're that close, and in the spirit, there's a lot of activity going on.
Amen.
But you're down here. You're walking by faith and nothing seems to be changing. But hey, honey, there's a lot of shaking going on in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
You just got to hang in there. You got to listen. It may look hopeless. Listen, you remember, I think it's Mary and, Lazarus, Mary and Martha.
Right.
Remember, it was hopeless. Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
That's hopeless. Mm-hmm. You could say it's over. But then you got Jesus comes on the scene and he speaks, Lazarus, come forth. In other words, a dead man for 4 days heard the words of the Lord. Is there anything too hard for God? Dead for 4 days, it was nothing for God. The dead man heard it. The fig tree heard him. Storms heard him. It doesn't matter. Those words are spirit and life. And saints, you're made in the same way. I'm not saying you're a deity. Now you know that. But we're in his class. And we're designed to speak things forth. We're designed to make a decree. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Come on. A king, well, that's a whole other subject. I don't want to go down that road. But we don't stop until it is excellent in every way. We continue to speak. We continue to prophesy his word. We continue to call forth the things we want until it is excellent in every way. We do not stop. And in verse 8, we just read, this is where a lot of people will stop. Because a lot of times things will begin to manifest. Remember when Jesus brought the, as a blind man, he led him out of town. Remember that? A blind man, the place was so embalmed with unbelief and doubt. That's pretty bad. Jesus couldn't do anything. But Jesus had to take the blind man out of town to minister to him. Jesus spat in his eyes, laid his hands on him, and there was a manifestation. The Bible says that he said that he could see men as walking, as like trees walking. I believe that's how it was. Well, Jesus wasn't going to stop, but the point is, a lot of people have a tendency to stop because they got a little bit of a manifestation. Well, yeah, I can. Yeah, that's a lot better than being blind. At least I can see something. But we don't stop. Jesus wasn't done yet. Jesus had to lay his hands on him again. Well, what's that all about? I don't know. It's just a process. It wasn't done until it's excellent in every way. It wasn't excellent yet. But a lot of people compromise and say, that's good enough. Come on, don't compromise. Go for it all. You know if you're compromising. Oh, you know, I'll just sell for that guy. Yeah. You're going to be in trouble. You don't stop. You go all the way. Jesus had to lay his hand on him again. And then he was, the Bible says he was restored. We don't stop. You got to go through the process. Amen. Amen. Verse 8, and let's see here. Verse 9, and then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. He's doing a lot of talking. Saints, what does that tell you? Faith does a lot of talking. Faith talks. If you find yourself not talking, being very quiet, you need to question yourself. You know, you need to be... need to get your faith going. Faith has to be released, and your words are your main. Listen, words are containers. Words are containers. They're little pills. They're little, and they could be faith filled or fear filled. So obviously, we want to speak the word, right? So every time you're speaking, you're releasing something into the atmosphere. It begins to change things. Things are happening just like it is in here in the spirit realm. Your words are spirit and life. Don't be so focused on earthly things. Don't be so focused on what you're seeing. Things are shifting and moving in the spirit. That's the reason why a lot of people don't stick with it. Because they're not seeing the change they think they should see. They think, well, after 2 or 3 days, I should be seeing manifestation. There's things I'm on that I believe God for. It's been years. It's a process. I'm not stopping. I could be this close. And it doesn't, listen, I enjoy living this lifestyle. So I don't get caught up, you know, I guess it's not happening. No, I don't say that. I give God the praise. Amen. Verse 9, it says, and thus says, and prophesied to breath, prophesied son of man. And say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they might live, that may live. So I prophesied as he commanded. And how many times he said that? And breath came unto them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. He didn't stop until it was excellent in every way. Amen. We don't stop until it's excellent, until it's full manifestation. Now we can say it is, we can look back like God said, and it is good. Amen. Because we got the full manifestation. A lot of times we quit too soon. We can be that close. We give up too soon. We give up too soon, we get discouraged, and we start complaining. Oh, no. It's not happening for me. I guess I just don't have the favor. Like Pastor Jerry, he's got favor. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. What's up with that? You know, you think about this now. When God we read in Genesis, when God saw the dark, actually said that dark covered the deep, darkness covered the deep, God didn't complain about it. God did not complain about it. God did not say, angels, come on over here. Look at this. Tell me how dark it is. What do you think? He just said it was dark. In other words, God wasn't denying. He just spent no time on it. He just spoke what he wanted. Case closed. A lot of times we look at how dry it is and we want to spend our time on how talking about how dry and it's dead and it's not moving, nothing's moving for me. Stop talking about how dry it is and start talking about the Word. Start speaking life into the situation. Start speaking whatever it may be. Listen, we all have dreams. We all have, you might have had a dream at one time that you, listen, when God gives you a dream, there's some excitement. But then over a period of time, oh, come on, life. And a lot of times you got to breathe into that again. You got to breathe. You got to say, listen, dream, hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to breathe life back into you. You came from God. And God's in me. And I want to breathe right back into you. Because you were given to me. Does that make sense to you? If my body's not in line, I'm going to say, body, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the word says about it. You're going to hear it. And you're going to come to life and you're going to act right and you're going to do right. We may be in a process here, but I'm going to keep at this and I'm going to keep confessing the word until it's excellent in every way. It's a process. We just keep going with it. Saints, it works. The word works. There is no failure in the word. If there's any shortcomings, any failures, you can look to yourself. God is good, and there is no shortcomings. He is light. He is love. So we can speak. We can breathe life. I don't care what it is, your bank account, whatever it is, it could hear. If bones could hear, bleached out bones in a desert can hear the word of the Lord, your bank account can hear the word of the Lord. Your body can hear the word of the Lord. Whatever you're facing, it can hear. It may look hopeless, but saints, the word of God, the Bible says, all things are possible to him who believes. Amen. You got to believe. Amen. That means you're going to have to put the word in your heart. Amen. Faith has to be in two places. I'm closing. Faith has to be in two places. Well, I'm just going to speak it. Well, you got one side of it. And that will, if you continue to speak it, you'll believe it. You know, just like my fishing stories. I caught 10-pound bass, 25 years ago. And I've been talking about it ever since. Now, I believe it now. Actually, it was a pound and a half. But I told it so many times that it has to be a 10-pounder. You can convince yourself. You just keep speaking the word. Don't listen. You're designed to talk. And there's a lot of people that, they like talk. I'm not much into talking, to be honest with you. Ask my wife. I'd be around the house all day, and she'd be, she does a lot of her work. I won't say anything to her all day. You think I'm joking? No. Am I right, Mom? I don't say much. She has to come down to my study and wake me up. Well, I'm talking, I don't sleep, but that's not the right words. I don't take naps. But we're designed to speak. Saints, you can change anything. But whatever you need, you got to load up. You got to load up. You got to get the word in you. Load up with the word. Because faith, listen, that's the reason why I don't like to miss services, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith always coming. You got to hear it. You hear it and hear it and hear it. And then you get to speak it and speak it and speak. It's just this dynamo type thing. And you'll look back. I'm telling you why. You could look back over you do that. You put this into practice and you start looking back and you could tell. I mean, now I ain't talking about years. I'm talking about a month. You could look back over a month and you could say, wow, I made some strides. It works. And it works, and you just say, yeah, it works effectively. That's the reason why I got to quit. In Philemon, it says, give acknowledgement. Acknowledge every good thing in you. Just give an acknowledgement of what God's doing in your life, His word and everything. Just give acknowledgement. The speaking of faith, there's just something about that. Just speak it all the time. And you can change things. You don't have to live with the same thing, the same old circumstance, every single thing. It's all subject to change. Can you say amen?
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.